Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Welcome to Investing Simplified. We got a great show for you this morning. You might have a pen and pencil. There's going to be some information you might want to have. This is the time of the season. We very first want to start this show off and extend our prayers to the Bush family for the president passing away. Just one of those things. At 94 years old, he had a great life, and also was an honored veteran, a World War II veteran. And so our prayers and thoughts go out to the Bush family. With that in mind, I have online with me also Kevin Stege with the Baker Colson CBA firm. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good. Well, Kevin's going to be on the line, too. And in studio, we have a honored guest, Gunnery Sergeant Bazaar with the U.S. Marine Corps.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning. And we're going to talk today. Those of you who have listened to the show, we've been on for many, many years, know that I personally have been very supportive of the Toys for Tots program, because having served in the Marine Corps myself, we think it's a great tradition that was started by the Marine Corps in 1947 and continues today with Gunnery Sergeant Bazaar. And in fact, our office is a drop center. And there are many drop centers in Portland. So we're going to talk about the activity of Toys for Tots. And if you got a question, by all means, pick up the phone and call. We've got the gunnery sergeant here. He'll answer anything. 503-417-9595 or toll-free 877-733-1011. So, gunnery sergeant, tell us about Toys for Tots.
Yes, sir. So Toys for Tots is an annual campaign that the Marine Corps Reserve puts on every year. And our goal is to get toys to needy children. So every child every year has a toy for Christmas, regardless of financial situation or home situation. So every year we run the campaign from October 1st till about the middle of December. And here in Portland, we work with lots of churches and nonprofit organizations to help streamline the effort so we can reach as many children as possible. So our goal this year is to get toys to about 20,000 kids.
Well, there's a big activity this weekend you're doing, right?
That's correct. So we are down at the Kershaw Warehouse this weekend. We were there yesterday. We'll be there all day today and tomorrow collecting toys and donations for our foundation in working together with the Kershaw Knife Company. And they put this on every year, and it's a great opportunity to come out and support us and support them just spread some joy this holiday season.
Well, one of the things we've done for, in fact, we're going to have our 25th. We've been doing it since 1994. The first Friday of the month, we have a Christmas party and a celebration for our clients. And one of the things we started doing almost 20 years ago, we started including Toys for Tots. And so we have our clients come to a Christmas party, and everybody brings a gift, a toy. And we've raised, I don't have any idea how many toys, but I know last year we had 230 people there, and I know the Marines had to load up their van and come back and pick up some more toys. So we've been very, very blessed, and we've been very happy to help the Marine Corps with the Toys for Tots, because it's just a great program. If you think about your excitement as a kid waking up on Christmas morning and how you'd feel if there was nothing there.
Oh, yeah, it would be,
you know, devastating. Yeah, absolutely. And so this is just a really terrific program. And I would encourage you, if you have extra toys around or if you have extra money, I'm sure you guys will take cash.
Oh, we will. We'll take cash, check. Our website is set up so that way people who only have a few dollars or they don't have the time to find somewhere to donate the money, that they can just go online and just electronically donate to us as well.
Okay, and what website is it?
So it's going to be the Toys for Tots website. I don't have it on me right now.
Okay.
But I'll bring it up, and then you can – there's a little button right at the top that allows you – says donate now, and you can donate right there.
And like I said, our office at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103 – we have a big Toys for Tots box there, and we'd love to fill that thing up. So that's our whole idea, is to get toys for kids who otherwise are not going to get anything.
That's right.
So it's a great program, and I got to tell you, you know, we've had very different charities on, and every year we've had somebody from the Marine Corps representing Toys for Tots. So our listeners should be used to that by now. If you've got a question about Toys for Tots, or you got a question for Gunnery Sergeant Mazar, pick up the phone, give us a call, because we're here to answer your questions. 503-417-9595, 877-733-1011. Now, I'm going to tell you a little things about the market right now, because I'm going to kind of throw that in, and then we're going to come back a little bit later and talk to Gunnery Sergeant Mazar again. But here's the thing, folks. Market has been absolutely going crazy. Volatility. We've had a ton of volatility. You know, the national debt is still running $21.798 trillion. So we all know that's got to get resolved. However, for year to date, the S&P is up a whopping 3.24%. The Dow Jones is up 3.31%. Now, here's the thing, folks. It's nice to see it in the positive, because a week ago, it was not positive. So we're happy to see that happen. If we go back and look at the S&P, if we go back to 1999, 12/31/99, turn of the century, the S&P has a real rate of return since that time of 4.9%. The Dow Jones, over that same period of time, 12/31/99 till this Friday, which was November 30th, has a rate of, I got to get to the right page here. The Dow Jones has a rate of 6.82%. Got to tell you, those are not overwhelming numbers. However, we do have a caller on the line. Henry's got a question about Social Security. Henry, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chuck, maybe other clients, and my wife and I have met you in person, maybe have called and asked that they're in shock because of the Social Security letters that came out this week, or last week, rather. And I'm wondering why the huge net loss in spendable income, is that the result of the Affordable Care Act, or the new tax program, or both? Or is it just a sign of the times that the Medicare insurance had to be raised, in my case, $78 a month?
Yeah, here's the problem. 10,000 people are turning 65 every single day. There are tons and tons of more people now on that program, and they're going to have to adjust the cost up. I personally believe that what number one ought to be in the government is to cut out the craft and the, I think, right out fraud that takes place in Medicare. And I personally think there's a lot of it going on, and I think it needs to be cut down by the government. And we could save a lot of money. I've heard as much as 40 to 50% of the cost could be reduced just by cutting out the fraud. So, I don't know for a fact, but I do know there is a lot of fraud that goes on in Medicare. And, Henry, I got to tell you, I never got that letter. So you're kind of telling me something that, and I've not had a client, you're the first one that's called me and said you got a letter from Social Security about that.
My wife and I, and they raised the insurance to $202 a month.
Well, did you have additional income last year?
Other than Social Security?
Yeah.
Fortunately, yes, because I don't think I could live on that.
Well, what I mean is, did you have a year where your income went up substantially?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm in that RMD cult.
Well, yeah, when you hit 70 and a half, you got to take that RMD, required minimum distribution.
When I was 20 years old, a salesman got a hold of me and said, when you retire, you'll be making a lot less. You might as well start putting money away now. And that was the dumbest advice I was ever given. Good for the salesperson.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, Henry. I know personally, because I have talked to you, I know you've done well. And, having good saving habits has done well for you.
Yes, sir.
So you've done very well. So you're in good shape.
And we also, by the same token, we give to charity as much as we can.
Well, one of the things that's missed about America is America gives more to charity than any other place in the world. And Americans are outstanding for doing it. And I could tell you, I don't have a client that I'm aware of that doesn't give to some form of charity or to their church or to some organizations. Because, and I know every year when we do our annual Christmas party, I just see the love of all of our clients who bring toys for the Toys for Tots. I mean, it's a great feeling. I got to tell you, it's an outstanding feeling.
And, did I hear Kevin want to ask a question?
Sure.
Kevin wanted to ask me a question or not.
Oh, Kevin, did you have a...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. It just sounds to me like that Medicare increase in premiums is... that wouldn't be a normal increase. It sounds like there's a specific reason for that, and usually it's the income-based increase that Chuck was talking about. So maybe your standard income is... I don't know if you're over six figures or not, but if so, that could well be related simply to your income.
Probably.
Yeah, there's a good chance that you probably hit that income limit, and that costs your Social Security to go up.
And so, as long as I have Kevin listening, Kevin, when you explained one day when Chuck was not there about having your IRA give directly to charities. And I've taken advantage of that. So will that have the effect of reducing my income on my income taxes? Because somehow the IRS has got to know that I completed my required RMDs.
Answer your first question, yes. Because you are not having to receive that into income, it does not increase your adjusted gross income, and that will keep that calculation down for your Medicare premium calculation on whether they raise that or not. Regarding whether you take in your RMDs, they're not specifically monitoring that. Taxpayers, it's you'll be fine if you properly take make the distribution to your charity. I don't think do they issue a 1099 that shows it as non-taxable? I don't think so. But there's a detail there somewhere that you're good to go if you do that and you take it. And, you know, if you get the letter from the IRS, you just say, yep, I made the charitable distribution, so.
Well, what we did is we asked the, let's call it a mutual fund company, to keep things generic here. And we asked them to issue us checks. So they printed their check with, and down in the corner they had my name and address, or my wife's name and address. And we sent that specifically, personally, out to each charity with a cover letter. And all but one has sent us an acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this one won't, but maybe in January.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That's good feedback. Good feedback to hear. That's the first time I've heard where they've issued the checks to you for you guys to mail it, but that works. That means the same as them mailing it too. So that works. That works real good.
Yeah, it worked better for us because the form for each charity was, I think it was 3 or 4 pages.
You know, Henry, I want to give a little compliment to you as an investor, because Henry's one of those people that I visited with that I actually think he's done a really great job of handling his investments and working with other people in the past. And Henry's a guy that's done a very, very good job of that. So you're to be complimented, because you're one of the few people that I sit down with and I look at their portfolio and say, man, you've done a really good job.
You did say that to us. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
And thank you.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Henry. We appreciate the call. We really do.
We'll have a good day, guys.
Hey, you thank too. You very much for calling. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and Kevin's going to do the tax investigator. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Price Financial Group Wealth Management. We do investing simplified.
Hello, my name is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the long-running radio talk show, Investing Simplified. My law practice emphasizes estate planning and probate. My mission statement is practical estate planning for peace of mind. This means that I listen carefully to my clients. I explain the various estate planning techniques and documents in the most understandable terms that I can. I try to make sure that my clients are comfortable with what we are doing together before proceeding, and I discuss my fees up front so that clients don't get any unwanted surprise. Estate planning and probate don't have to be that complicated. My experienced staff and I work closely with our clients to guide them through both of these matters in the simplest and most efficient manner possible. My office is located in the White Office Building at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, right across the street from Mall 205. My telephone number is 971-229-0585, and my website is carljepsenlaw.com.
Do you have a tax question? Here's your opportunity to ask Kevin Stege, CPA and shareholder of the Baker Coulson CPA firm, that tax question that's been keeping you up at night. You can call Kevin 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the CPA with the tax answers, Kevin Stege.
All right, welcome back to Investing Simplified here on our drizzly November, I guess it's December now, mornings and such, but it's always good to get up early, get the coffee going, and talk about all things taxes, right?
Well, Kevin, there's one thing I did want to interrupt you on, and that is that we do need to have a moment of silence for the rest of the Pac-12, because once again, the Washington Huskies are champions of the Pac-12.
I'm sorry, could we get back to financial matters, Scott?
I just had to rub that in.
Oh, I know. Well, 10-3, I guess that's a successful season in winning the Pac-12, although I think everyone's a little disappointed that the Pac-12 couldn't maybe do a better showing this year, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations to you and all of your Husky friends. Okay. Very good. Well, today on the Tax Investigator, and obviously interrupt me, Chuck, since I'm calling from home. Interrupt me if we have callers call in, and we do want to take your calls. We want to take your calls about estate planning, taxes, investing, and, of course, Toys for Tots. Any questions along there? In fact, I'll start off with a question there. The gift that if we're going to bring a gift, should that be wrapped, or is it just is it supposed to be an unwrapped gift? And can it be big? Can it be an extravagant gift, or should it be along certain guidelines?
We don't really have many guidelines for toys, only that they're new and unopened. If you want to wrap the toy, that's fine. If you don't, we'll take that as well. If you do wrap the toy, we only ask that you put the age range for the child on it so we know to give it to an age-appropriate child. As far as size and extravagance, it's whatever the person wants to donate. We'll accept everything from keychains to bikes to action figures. We'll take it all, and even if you want to bring in coloring books or, you know, school supplies, we'll get those distributed to the right people because we have the connections with all the
One of our clients 1 year brought a set of bikes from the tiniest to the largest bike for boys and girls, which was really nice. And so they'll take anything. They just don't want it wrapped up. It's got to be opened up.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, very good. Very good. I do remember that bike donation, Chuck. That was a pretty impressive display, pretty neat thing.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. Well, today on the Tax Investigator, I thought I would just talk a little bit about estate taxes and kind of give a litmus test that you can apply to yourself beginning today and anytime in the future when your financial situation changes or you think it may change, to see if you have an estate tax problem. And problem's kind of a big word, but if you have estate tax liability that you need to plan for, maybe that's a better way to put it. Do I have an estate tax issue? And it's a pretty simple litmus test, and I think this is kind of estate taxes in Oregon simplified, if you will. And I'm just going to address Oregon because the threshold is $1 million. Obviously, on the federal level, we're talking over $5 million. Over $11 million now. It doubled that with the new tax law changes per person. So, if you have an $11 million, you probably have already been talking with people, or you should be talking with people about a whole host of other things. And included in that is going to be they should be doing an estate plan for you, or at least address those issues. So we'll leave the $11 million folks out of this, although we do like to get those phone calls. But this is for everybody else. Do I have an estate tax issue? And should you go down the road? Now, again, this is just for taxes. This does not have to do with the legal side of things, of probate, will, getting your assets where they're supposed to go when you pass away. Pretty much everybody needs to address that one way or another with a will, a trust, what have you. So from the tax perspective, here goes. So for a single person, the first thing to do I have $1 million worth of assets? And at first blush, usually it's like yes, no. However, it's not always that simple. When you factor in, maybe you're 50 and, obviously you're not expecting to pass away right now. But if you're thinking, well, I might have 10, 20, 30 years of appreciation, you kind of got to factor that in. Real estate tends to go up pretty significantly. Inflation, the rules of inflation basically say everything doubles in about 20 to 25 years. So, doubled the cost of your house and you might be close to that $1 million already. And of course, the Oregon estate tax is not indexed for inflation. So it's a tax increase every year on Oregonians. just thought I'd put that out there for talking to your legislature, which will probably have will fall on deaf ears, but nevertheless, we can put it out there. So, do I have $1 million? Life insurance. If maybe you're covered through work for and have a $300,000 policy. Well, if your estate receives that policy, it's and you're insured. That's part of your taxable estate. So now you, real estate, life insurance, an investment account with Chuck. Boom, you're over $1 million. Pretty easy. So, so this is as a single person. But if you're under the million and you're sure of it, you do not have an estate tax issue. The only thing you really need to do for tax purposes is your estate needs to file a final 1040 for the year you pass away. Potentially, it may need to file a 1041, which is an estate income tax return from the date that you die until your estate is closed. And maybe not. I just dealt with an issue where a client didn't need to do that. They didn't have assets that would generate income during that period, and they weren't going to sell the house. So there wasn't going to be a need for a 1041. And so the last thing you need to do is just get your estate just needs to value your assets when you die, because your heirs need to know what the value is of those items and what the new basis is. And that's it. So if you're under $1 million, it's a pretty straightforward situation, and really not a whole lot to have to plan for. Now, if you're over $1 million, just figure that everything over $1 million, when you die, you'll pay 10% to 16% to the state of Oregon in estate taxes, unless you plan. And planning is the simple planning is summed up in basically three words. You can gift it to your heirs before you die. Of course, you lose the ability to use those assets. You can spend your money, take those trips to Europe, spend on donations to your, kids' medical expenses or tuition fees, those types of things. And you can donate. Donate to charity, Toys for Tots, various places like that. So that's going to get your estate down. So that's the basic estate planning technique. Then there's the more advanced ones where you're doing trusts and that sort of thing. Number one, are you under $1 million? If so, great. Number two, if you're over $1 million, basic planning to get yourself under or expect to pay 10%. And then number three, if you're a married couple over $2 million, then it becomes more complicated. You should be able to, with some planning, be able to avoid, at least take advantage of $1 million exemption for each of you, and then you've got the amount over $2 million to decide: do you want to pay taxes on it, or do you want to plan and try to gift, spend, donate, or more advanced estate planning technique like a irrevocable trust or something like that while you're still alive. So
hey,
that's
Kevin,
a general snapshot you can take a look at as you go forward and see if you fit in any of those categories.
Hey, Kevin, in full disclosure here, about a third of our audience are Washingtonians. So we need to definitely address the fact that there is a difference between Oregon estate tax and Washington estate tax.
Exactly right. And in fact, you can probably just about replace my million with 2.2 million. So Washington is about a $2.2 million exclusion. Similar rates, similar rules apply, but it is a little different. And so we should probably have a specific segment here in the future specifically addressing our Washington listeners.
Yeah, so that means a couple could actually have $4.4 million in Washington and not have a Washington estate tax.
That's right. Yep. And so, that's the tax investigator for today.
Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to the Knowledge Trust, and we're going to talk a little bit about Toys for Tots. If you've got a question, do not hesitate to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 503-417-9595, toll-free 877-733-1011. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
We do Investing Simplified.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that tax question answered. Call Chuck or Kevin now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Chuck Price and Kevin Stege.
Well, we're back to Investing Simplified. Folks, if you got a question, pick up the phone, give us a call. There is no foolish question when it comes to your money, your taxes, or your donation to Toys for Tots.
That's right.
And we're back with Gunnery Sergeant Mazar. How long have you been in the Portland area, Gunnery?
So I just moved here in August. And
okay.
So I'm still trying to get my bearings straight. I'm coming from Southern California, which has a vastly different weather pattern.
Really?
than here, I would yeah. say, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
But I love Portland. It's a beautiful city, to be honest with you. It's nice to see green again.
Oh, yeah. It's where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
All the way on the other side.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you are on the way east side.
Yes, sir.
Now, how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
So I've been a Marine for 14 years just this past November.
Okay, and you're going to stay for 20?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was talking off the air, my oldest son spent 20 years in the Army mm-hmm. and is now works on a military base at Fort Lewis. And my son, who's in the business with me, was 4 years in the Marine Corps and was in Desert Storm, the first Iraqi war.
Mm-hmm.
And so our family, and my brother was a 22-year Army veteran.
Holy moly.
So, yeah, we have a lot. And my brother-in-law was killed in Vietnam, and he mm-hmm. was a 20-year vet at the time. And he was in the Army as well. And so we have a long line of military people in our family. And, I personally tell everybody that the sacrifices people make to be in the military, to me, there's not a price you can put on it, because these are the people who put their lives at risk if something happens somewhere in the world to save people or hopefully not, but to save America.
Hopefully not.
Yeah,
yes.
Hopefully not. Yeah, because, I always laugh when I hear people say, well, military wants war. Anybody who's ever been in war does not want war.
Nobody wants war.
Nobody wants war. No, no. What you want to have is a strong military so that you don't have a war, so nobody's going to try to knock you down.
That's right.
And have a good enough military to support that. And I got to tell you, the great thing about the Marine Corps, since 1947, and I believe it was started in California.
That's correct. Started one unit in California, started
yeah.
the organization, and it did so well and got such rave reviews that the commandant at the time mandated that every year, every reserve unit, so over 280 reserve units across America, run a Toys for Tots campaign to support 500 communities throughout America, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and other territories.
Yeah, I remember back in the late 60s and early 70s when I was at the reserve unit here in Portland at Swan Island. I know that place really well. I remember that on our drill weekend, when it was this time of year, we would be out collecting toys.
Oh, yes.
And going to different places to get toys and drop them off at certain centers and stuff. And it was always kind of a cool time for the reservists because you have to actually do something in your community.
Right.
I also remember going out and putting sandbags when we had a flood one time. So I remember that several of us had to spend the weekend doing sandbags. I don't know if you guys have had to do that lately, but
not yet. But yeah. I'm sure everyone talks about all of the rain we get here in Portland. So.
Yeah, we get a lot of rain. That's for sure.
I'm sure sandbagging is in my future.
Yeah. If you're going to be in the reserve unit, and I got to tell you, these guys do a lot of stuff in the community that we're really not aware of. But Toys for Tots is something where you can actually see what the military's doing to try to help families of need in the community. And Toys for Tots, a toy for a kid for Christmas morning, to me is just a really cool thing to have done.
It is. It's very humbling to go out and just see the outpouring of support from the community to support themselves, really. We're a facilitator, so we just, the people that want to donate, give it to us, and then we make sure it gets to the right people.
Yeah, and like I said, our office is a drop-off center, so if you want to drop off some toys at our office, we have a big box. We have a couple of big boxes. And you can bring those toys in, and we'll make sure they get out to children for the holidays. So don't hesitate to drop one off if you're near our office. We've got a location right there at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103. And we would certainly welcome you just stopping in. Also, you can pick up free books. As I mentioned to everybody, I'm offering free books. If you want to stop by, we'll give you free books, Investing Simplified, Making Retirement Simple, two books that I've written, and we'll give you one, no obligation, no nothing. Just pick it up. If you bring a toy, that's a plus, too. And so we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
What kind of the function today that you guys are doing, what's going to be happening at that?
So the Kershaw Knife Company is hosts their warehouse sale of knives every year for one weekend. And we set up a table, and they run a raffle for us to raise money and collect toys. And I think they do a little bit for people who donate and participate. I'm not sure exactly what. But we have Marines there all day, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. To accept the donations and just talk to, you know, people from the greater Portland area about Toys for Tots and what we do and how, you know, everybody can help everybody.
Now, where's that warehouse located at?
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I believe it's in Tualatin.
Okay.
I'm still learning how to say all the names right. But I know their warehouse is down there.
Okay.
And they host this every year.
Well, listen, folks, if you need a knife, and I believe they have all kinds of knives, cutting knives for kitchens.
Oh, yes. Kitchen, fishing, hunting. I'm pretty sure they do it all.
Okay. Well, they're going to have that Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for this weekend, I don't know the Kershaw people, so I'm giving an unsolicited ad here, but I would highly recommend you go check them out this weekend. They're down in Tualatin. And at the same time, take a gift for a child, drop it off down there. I mean, I got to tell you, when we have our Christmas function and our clients bring teddy bears and dolls and all kinds of toys and stuff for kids, and you know, you just, it's heartwarming to know this, it's going to go to a child who's deserving to get a present.
Absolutely. And then for those that can't necessarily have the time to go out and pick out a toy and bring it in, you can donate financially online at toysfortots.org. And the great thing about Toys for Tots is the way our organization is set up, or the foundation, I should say, is 97 cents out of every dollar goes to buying toys. So only 3 cents out of every dollar covers our marketing, our, you know, rental vehicles, storage spaces, and so forth.
Yeah, that's really important, folks, because I guarantee you when you get those calls from solicitors on the phone and you ask them how much is actually going to the charity, it's usually around 50%. Mm-hmm. So Toys for Tots, 97% of it goes directly where it should be going to. And that's a charity to me that's worth donating to, because it actually is doing what they say they're doing. Well, listen, we're going to take our last break, and we're going to come back with a wrap-up of Investing Simplified. We'll do the Knowledge Trust, and we'll be right back. But you know what? We would like you to be part of this day. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you got a question about Toys for Tots, you got a question about taxes, you got a question about estate planning, you got a question about investing, pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-9595, toll free 877-733-1011. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that tax question answered. Call Chuck or Kevin now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Chuck Price and Kevin Stagey.
Well, Kevin, are you still awake out there?
Still doing good. That was a great segment. You know, one of the great things about Toys for Tots is it's one of those charities that no explanation needed. You know, it's kind of like guide dogs for the blind. My grandpa was blind and such, but everyone can get behind guide dogs for the blind. Well, everybody can get behind Toys for Tots at Christmas time. So that's a great thing.
We like to keep it simple in the Marines, so we usually
right.
put it right in the name.
Yeah, that's why I did Investing Simplified, because I was a former Marine. I know you got to keep it simple.
That's right.
Yeah, if you don't keep it simple, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Well, listen, we've got a caller on the line. Teresa's got an investing question. Hey, I like hearing that. Teresa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what's your question?
So I would like to know if you can, without giving away any trade secrets, explain a little bit of how your Investing Simplified program works compared to other programs saving people money even in down times.
Absolutely. I can tell you, but like you said, I won't release the secret sauce. How's that?
Okay.
Our strategy is very simple, and in fact, I will say it to you this way: if you're investing and your financial advisor or the people who are advising you don't have a strategy for market volatility, then that would be a reason to come talk to us. Our strategy actually takes advantage of market volatility and helps our clients smooth that out. Now, that doesn't mean we don't go down. We do. Anytime you're investing in the market, you're going to go up and you're going to go down. The key is setting up your strategy so that you have some downside protection. It's not 100% safe proof for that. You are going to go down. But I'll give you a good example. In 2008, when the market crashed, and of course, past results do not guarantee future returns. I got to disclose that. But historically, in 2008, when the market crashed and many people were down 50%, many of our portfolios were down less than 3%.
Okay.
So, and some were positive for the year. So again, depending on your strategy and how aggressive you are, you got to have a strategy that takes advantage of those down times and have the money to be able to go back into the market and write it back up. And that's really the key. And I can't tell you the whole thing because I have to sit down and show it to you because we have to have disclosures and everything else. But that's a really good question. Why are we different? Well, I happen to believe we're totally different than all the programs you hear on the air, because most of the programs on the air are just selling annuities or lifetime income. And we think those products are okay, but the income rider on many of those things costs way too much money. And I've ran into accounts where people were buying some of these income annuities and their internal costs are 3.6%. Well, if you're paying 3.6 and you're pulling out 6, that means you gotta make 9.6 just to stay even. Well, something's gonna give there, because nobody makes 10% every year. And anybody right. that tells you they can make 10% every year is a liar, because they can't. Nobody does that. Yeah.
So you gotta have
a strategy, and I think the biggest thing our strategy has done, and I've been doing this for a long, long time, is we've helped people have a strategy so that they don't run out of money.
Yeah, because I'm retiring in January, and so that's always a concern when you're retiring.
Well, absolutely, and listen, just because you're retiring, and I, you sound like you're fairly young for retiring, but even when you retire today, if you retire in your 60s or 70s, you still got another 20 or 30 years. So your money has got to last for another 20 to 30 years. So some of that money's got to be in investing. And listen, there is nothing in the investment world that's outperformed the stock market long term. Real estate has not. Gold has not. Gold is very volatile. It has not outperformed the Dow Jones or the S&P long term. And the fact is, nothing's outperformed stocks, good quality investments, long term. So every portfolio has got to have some money into the market to get those market gains. If you don't, you can go broke being safe. I mean, if you think back the last 10 years, the markets have done fairly okay, but if you had your money in the bank, you'd have made less than 1%. Now, you wouldn't have had any ups and you wouldn't have had any downs, but you would have just kept up with inflation. So, and then you throw in taxes and you're actually going backwards. So you got to have a little bit of money exposed, but the key is only have yourself exposed to the market up to your risk tolerance, because everybody has a different risk tolerance. You know, and when you're retired, I got a news for you. When you retire, your risk tolerance gets a lot less. You don't want to have your money going up and down. You don't want to see your money moving 10 to 20% down. Nobody wants to see that, but especially if you're retired, you don't want to see that, because when you're retired, you don't want to spend your years at the Golden Arches unless it's there to get a cup of coffee and a Big Mac, but you don't want to have to end up having to work there to supplement your retirement.
Right.
So, you know, I would recommend, if you haven't sat down with us or sit down with a financial advisor, sit down with somebody, check out what their strategy is, and then give us a call and check out what our strategy is, and you make up your own opinion. We don't pressure anybody. We show you what we do. We show you what we've done, how we do it, and we explain it all to you in person. And then it's up to you. If you want to do it, that's fine. If you don't, And, you know, it's just like Henry, the caller here. I met Henry, oh, my gosh, almost 10 years ago. And he had a wonderful portfolio. This guy is retired. He did a great job. He continues to do a great job. And he had me come in and give him a second opinion. And I told him, I said, hey, I couldn't do any better than you did. You've done a great job. He's got good strategy. He's got things in place for himself, for protection. And I thought he did a great job. And that's one thing I think we're a lot different than most companies either, because I have people come in and see me that have went to another financial advisor, and the financial advisor wants them to move everything around. They come in and see us, and I told them, hey, look, you don't need me. You've done a good job.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You bet, Teresa. Good luck.
If I come in and see you, can I get one of your books?
Oh, absolutely. We give it to you, no obligation at all.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, just call the office and schedule an appointment.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we're back to Investing Simplified. Kevin, you still there?
I sure am.
Well, we got a few minutes here, so I got to ask you, how does somebody get a hold of you?
All right, we are at baker-colson.com. Our phone number is 503-666-5569, and we're located out the east side of Gresham on Division.
And I got to tell you, Carl took the weekend off this week. I know he was busier than heck working this week, because I was really busy this week, but I saw his car was there, and so since our offices are right next door to each other, and I went into his office to try to see him, and he had two people in the lobby waiting and somebody he was meeting with in his office. So I know he's had a busy, busy week. But Carl Jepson, attorney at law, is at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, Portland, Oregon, 97216. And you can reach Carl at 971-229-0585. As long as he's not walking his dog, Jake, you'll be able to get a hold of him.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. I had to throw that in because we like to give him a bad time about his dog, Jake. But anyway, and he's not here, so he can't defend himself. So, you know, what can I say? And listen, I do want to say here, Sergeant Bazaar's here, Gunnery Sergeant Bazaar for the Marine Corps, about Toys for Tots. And folks, if you have any extra money, if you have any toys around that maybe you had bought, or you go by a store and you see some toys, don't forget about Toys for Tots. There's a lot of kids out there. I don't how many toys a year do you guys distribute?
So last year we distributed to about 28,000 children throughout the greater Portland and Vancouver area. So this year, this is my first year doing it. So we're the amount of people that need help this year is just probably exceeded last year. So we're shooting for the same goal this year. So another 28,000 kids. But we've got 20,000 right now that are needing our help. We've helped about 4,000 so far. And so we're just in the process of sorting and distributing for these next few weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, like I said, we have a drop-off location at our office. If you have some toys or you want to drop off, we can't take cash, but you can go on their website and do that.
That's right.
Toys for Tots, and it's totally a nonprofit, so I believe donations are tax deductible.
Yes,
and in fact, I know they are, and you can donate right online. But if you have a toy or you want to drop a toy off, and you want to pick up a couple free books, we'll give you some free books. I'd be glad to if you drop off some toys. And so stop by the office. We'll give you a free book, Investing Simplified or Retirement Made Simple, either one of my my retirement books. Oh, I do want to say this real quick, if I can find it. Well, maybe I won't. Write this down, folks. Retirement Made Simple. Make Retirement Simple, the number 2.com. That's Make Retirement Simple 2.com. That's the financial planning software I use for my clients. You can get on there if you're a self-made investor and you want to just look or you want to compare what your advisor is recommending, you can take a look at that financial planning software. It'll help you see how you won't run out of money when you're in retirement. And remember, there's no foolish question when it comes to your investing, your taxes. And don't forget Toys for Tots this weekend.
Yes, please. Come on down to Kershaw and donate some toys.
Toysfortots.org.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. God bless you all. Have a safe week out there. And we will be back next week with Investing Simplified. Don't forget Toys for Tots.
Navigating through today's financial investment world can seem pretty scary. Now, here's the good news. Chuck Price, president of Price Financial Group Wealth Management, introduces a new revolutionary concept that will change how you invest now and in the future. It's called Asset Lock. Asset Lock monitors your investment accounts 24/7, 365 and alerts you when action needs to be taken. And now, Chuck Price offers Asset Lock. At Price Financial Group Wealth Management, we believe all our clients deserve to have Asset Lock monitoring their accounts. So call Chuck today or online at pfgwm.com and learn how you can get Asset Lock on your accounts today for free. Price Financial Group Wealth Management, because the smart investor knows what you don't know can hurt you.
Simplify.
Call 503-253-3000. That's 503-253-3000. You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management, Incorporated.